The passing of Manute Bol was really very sad news. Number one, because he was so young and so active beyond basketball. Most people knew him as a 7'7" basketball player. But in real life, he was a very tall giant in his own country. I worked with Manute Bol as it related to trying to return refugees and people who, during the 25-year civil war between the North and the South in Sudan, returning women and children to their villages. So I'm just actually saddened, and there was so much work that he was still prepared to do.
Yet Manute Bol, as tall as he was and as very important as he was for his team becoming the lead shot blocker, blocking about 397 shots in the game, his salary was just, I was just reading in the post, $1.5 million, but yet he was content and he was able to do a lot with that money for his people.
I think it's a lesson that, quite honestly, many athletes in this country learned from indigenous Africans who found wealth through their athletic ability and returned to their countries, to their communities, and wanted to make life better. And I wish more would have the same spirit that of giving that Manute Bol had. He was very much a man committed to a cause bigger than himself.
I was just reading in the Washington Post a quote attributed to Manute Bol. They say here that he sometimes appears in embarrassing promotional stunts, such as celebrity boxing matches, to raise funds for his people. And they quote him as saying, "I don't work for money," he said in 2006. "I work to save people. I can always make more money, but you cannot bring back those that are gone."
He understood what a lot of athletes go through in this country, particularly when they seem to be extraordinary. I mean, here was a man who people tried to commercialize. And let's end it this way. He refused to allow himself to be commercialized just for the sake of enriching his own life. He did it in order to save lives.